neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The greatest outcome that Aharon Avinu Shalom gained when he was thrown in the furnace, when he was blamed because he broke the idols, what do we gain from him being thrown in the Kivshan Ha'esh, in the furnace?
What did we learn?
What was the outcome? What was the... That's it?
Outcome? And it was another one that proved to everybody that it is Hashem. And he came out alive.
And then? Did he bring any of those people?
No.
No. So there was nothing gained. So what was the use of it? Why? He had to go through such a test. Nothing gained.
You have to do the right thing. Doesn't matter what people think.
Fine, I understand. But any test we go through, obviously there's a purpose for it, no? Yeah.
Maybe it didn't affect them right there, but affect them later of the people.
We don't have any records. Do you have any records?
But for Abraham Avinu, he deferred further with Emunah and Bitachon.
No, he was Ma'amin to begin with. That's why he broke the idol. So he didn't gain anything.
What did we gain from it?
In general, what has been gained? Anything gained? Because a big thing, you know, you take a 3-year-old kid, according to Midrash, and throw him in a furnace. So what's the reason? What's the purpose? What do you gain?
You have to stop.
You don't agree?
Yeah. To stand up
for the name of Hashem. No, he did anyway. So he broke the idols and so on. Fine. So what was the benefit of it? No, brother. No, actually, there's a side effect. We lost Haran. So that was the side effect. It was not good, actually. So now, the benefit that we gained from Abraham Avinu being thrown in furnace was Eliezer. Because Eliezer was the son of Nimrod. And then when he noticed that what a miracle took place, so Eliezer joined Abraham Avinu.
At the age of three?
Well, according to that Midrash, but Eliezer, you know, as well as the age and so on. But the point here is that we see in this week parasha, very interesting thing, that the one that is appointed to go and find a soulmate for Abraham's son is who?
Eliezer.
Why didn't Abraham go himself? Wouldn't father rather to go and find a wife for his son?
When he saw the Kedushah he had, when he fought with the four kings of Eliezer,
right.
That's why he sent him, he didn't go himself.
I know, but do you trust
no.
Your servant?
No.
You wouldn't. So how come he didn't go himself? Abraham Avinu.
This servant he did trust. The 317 worked.
And now, how does he know what exactly matches Yitzchak Avinu?
Maybe he knew. He knew that Isaac was going to listen.
The Malachim going to come and help Yaakov, and he told him who to go to.
But if Abraham Avinu would go himself, wouldn't better angels would come?
Yes.
So why he has to send Eliezer?
The student that's studied under a Rav, or a son under a father, who has become the father, or the Rav believes in him as he learned his ways, he sends him.
Yes, but you don't send somebody to go to market and buy you ice cream. This is not to find a soulmate. No?
Abraham is smart.
I'm sorry?
He's smart.
Who, Eliezer?
Abraham.
He was so smart, so that means? He did the right thing?
Begin to.
And he did pass the test.
Like how did he pass the test?
At the time when he was with the donkey.
Well, right, that's the three 3 years before, it seems like he was not as trustworthy till now. So now let's see. When Eliezer is just about to be sent on the mission, what did he tell Avraham Avinu? He said, maybe the girl that I pick would not come back.
And you said you are...
Why did he say such a thing?
There's always a chance to happen.
Because the purpose of Eliezer was that he had a girl, he had a daughter, that actually he wanted that Yitzhak would be his son-in-law, be his damat. So now, is this a good point about Eliezer or negative point?
Negative.
One more time. Is it a good point about Eliezer or negative point?
It's a good point.
Negative point. It's a negative point. Why? You just told me he's trustworthy. But if he's trustworthy, he would never think that...
He said, if the girl doesn't come, not, I don't bring it.
Why would he say such a thing? Your master is telling you, go find a wife for my son. So okay, and you go. Why you have a second doubt? Because you
personal motivation
about this matter. So now here is a very beautiful point. Eliezer joined Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom at the time that he noticed that Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom is a very, very special and holy man. So he said, for me it's better to be the servant of the Avraham Avinu rather to be
a prince.
So now, but here we see Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom knew that he has things that has to be adjusted. So here we see Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom told Eliezer, you're Arur, you're cursed, because he was from Canaan, the descent of the Canaan, son of the grandson of Noah, that you cannot make a contact with Baruch, that is blessed, that the family of Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom. So now, when he goes on his mission, the only purpose of Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom was that Eliezer will be fixed. So now here we see, when he arrives in the house of Ibrahim Imenu, again he repeats the whole thing. That how he started, what happened, and there's no need for it. He keeps repeating. And there also he says, Ulai, maybe she does not going to accept to come with me. The way the Ulai, maybe, Shayad, is written, there's no Vav there. The Vav is missing. So when the Vav is missing, you can read it as Eli. Eli means to me. So now they ask, how come here, all of a sudden, Torah is informing us that he had a personal motivation. How come the time that he spoke to Abraham, he doesn't mention? Why? Maybe. You understand? At the first point, he doesn't mention. When he goes to the house of Ibrahim Menu, then there it mentions that what the intention he had. And the answer here is, many times our unconscious even is not aware what the right thing we're doing. So that means at the time that Eliezer was sent on his mission, he was not really aware what a terrible thought he has. So now when he arrives at the house of Bivra Imenu, then he wakes up, say, how would I think this way? So now here it's very interesting. When Laban sees Eliezer, he says, Bo Beruch Hashem. He says, come, blessed. So here, Midrash explains, Eliezer from Arur became?
Baruch.
Why? Because he admitted that his intention was not pure.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.